Wayne?
Jim Dickens, how are you now?
Good and you?
Not so bad.
Wayne, 100% bullshit round here. Not a bit of now, one, not a bit of looking at two, two, and if they're now looking at three, three, and if they're now can I get a four, four, but they're now sold. 400% bullshit round here.
Well, it's never so bad, it couldn't be worse.
Worse than 400% sounds an awful lot to me, like 500% now looking at 600% looking at 700% now can I get an eight, sold. 800% bullshit round here.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
Episode 260 coming at you. New year, same old bullshit.
That's right, folks. Doesn't matter whether it comes from a dog, a cat, a mouse, another fucking human. It's all bullshit.
That's right. And society also bullshit. And we've approached 1 year of the lockdown. The fucking plague. The bullshit.
Yeah, like, I think we're like officially a day 365. We're pretty close to it.
Pretty close to it. It's fucking gnarly. And yeah,
like
dude.
355. How about that? For like 10 days. I think it was like, wasn't it like right before St. Patrick's Day?
I have no fucking idea, but it seems like it's been like 5 years of the most miserable experience.
Yeah, I feel like I got robbed of a St. Patrick's Day, and now I'm going to get robbed of another one. Although, we'll get some shouts out to Flogging Molly. They're doing a live stream, live from Dublin, Ireland, on St. Paddy's Day.
It's on a Wednesday, right?
So if you want to tune into that.
I will not be drinking at all. Of course I won't, right?
Bullshit. It's a day that ends in
bull fucking shit. And yeah, you'll hear bullshit like 800 times. There's actually like you'll be just you'll be surprised how many songs there are that feature Bullshit. We got a lot of great artists on this one. Opening the show, Letterkenny the Auctioneer. You watch that show, Letterkenny? You're missing out if you don't.
I've seen a few episodes.
Oh, you gotta watch it, man. This will get you into it. And
I mean, if you're into really dry redneck Canadian humor, it's right up your alley.
And who isn't into that?
Like, I mean, it takes you a good season to understand what the fuck they're on about, though.
It's awesome. It's independently made in some weird Canadian town with all the local people of that town.
Is it really? Yeah. Like, they're not actors.
Just random, like, it's like Always Sunny-ish, you know? I don't know. Yeah. I can see why you wouldn't like the first season. Just like any show, it takes a while to get into it. But the Auctioneer, one of my favorite characters on the show, it's like, what the fuck, man?
That's amazing.
And also some Teenage Bottle Rocket with their track Bullshit.
Whoa. I mean.
But yeah, we got some great music. You'll like it, Gower. We got some 311, some Snoop Dogg, some Notorious B.I.G., some Redman, some Crumb Suckers.
What?
Fever War. Gutter Mouth.
You can set the chrome off a trailer hitch, honey.
Grace Jones.
And the Slicks?
Yes. And some Anvil.
Oh, that's gonna be heavy. That's
gonna be played heavy. Anvil one other time on this show in 11 years.
It's heavy metal mater.
That's right. And yeah, man. Gonna be good shit. Yeah, some pretty sweet tracks, some pretty sweet, this weird anime track, Mermaid Sisters, what in the hell?
Did it make you say, what the fuck?
It will always make you say, what the fuck, it is Rhyme with Treason, and this That's song right. will definitely be like, what the hell are we listening to? But
great.
That's why we do what we do, because I want something to listen to tomorrow. I actually got a fucking day off. I'd like to give a shout out to Hen House Brewing Company.
Ooh, yeah. Hen House. Strong.
The Mandela Effect. Straight out of Santa Rosa. I used to live there.
Yeah, man. Hen House has been killing it for a while now. They make some great beers.
We love the Hen House, and anyway, we're going to play some more bullshit tracks, because we're a bunch of bullshit motherfuckers putting out a bullshit podcast. So here we go.
Rhyme and Bolshevikian treason.
Bullshit.
Took my hand, so we moved. We spoke of our time and friends. Minutes passed with shadow words. Years have passed and still the hurt. And I can see you now, smiling as I pull away.
Since the public school era, bathroom passes, cutting classes, squeezing asses. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13. A chubby nigga on the scene. I used to have the Trey Deuce and the Deuce Deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging black, smoking sacks up in Axe and Sidekicks with my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honeys wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my gat? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest, cause niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but front for me to start something. Bugging and bucking at niggas like I was duck hunting. Coming out just me and my crew, cause all we wanna do is
bullshit, and we party, and bullshit, and we party, and bullshit.
22s in my shoes. Holla if you need me, love, I'm in the house. Roman strokes, see what the honeys is about. Moet popping, hope popping, ain't no stopping. Big Papa, I'm a bad boy. Niggas wanna front, who got your back? Niggas wanna flex, who got the gap? It ain't hard to tell, I'm the East Coast overdoser. Nigga, you scared, you're supposed to. Nigga, I toast you. Put fear in your heart. Fuck up the party before it even start. Is he drunk off a Henny and Skunk or some brand new Nubian shit beating down punk?
Can we party up that bullshit?
That's that.
Can we party up that bullshit? 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 Can we party and bullshit and
bitches in the back looking righteous in a tight dress? I think I might just hit her with a little Biggie 101. How to tote a gun and have fun with Jamaican rum conversation. Blunts in rotation. My man Big Jock got the Glock in his waist and we're smoking, drinking. Got the hooker thinking. If money smell bad, then this nigga Big is stinking. Is it my charm? I got the hookers eating out my palm. She grabbed my arm and said, let's leave calm. I'm hitting skins again. Rolled up another blunt, bought a Heineken. Niggas start to loke out. A kid got choked out. Blows were thrown and a fucking fight broke out.
Yo, chill, man, chill.
Can't we just all get along so I can put hickeys on my chest like Little Sean? Get a pissy drunk off a Dom Perignon and it's on and I'm gone. That's that.
Mafia like stuff. Uptown like stuff. Bad boy like stuff.
Chill.
Nah, nigga.
It's
where the
bullshit.
Yo, you motherfuckers gon' learn. When it come to this shit, I ain't about taking turns. Cause Doc's in the place. The cold nigga, I'm too late to thaw. Doc unfold niggas till they ribs is raw. Whether you up the ball or ride the bench, my pen's right with a vengeance and Viagra in. Stay hard like the biceps when it's stacked. I'm gritty, I wouldn't love in a tennis match. I don't like to sign autographs half the time. I scribble my name and draw a jackass design. Calvin Klein's bald on the floor. You just got dogged on the torso. Since some new horse hoe, I got a food table to warn, a new neighbor to warn, and people at the label them on. Crunch time, what you think the 44 is for? When I grub, I want the whole smorgasbord. Gotta clean my act up and get my thoughts straight. Stop smashing the five and appearing to court dates. I won't ride the bike unless it's CBR. With no tricks but a bitch, it'll be all next. I'm steering wheel handling, you die in the ambulance. Block prime scrambling, Glock 9 handling. Ducking the flows of mine traveling. You heard it before? You ain't Sunshine Anderson. Got a ball planting and I'm ready for more. Bitches getting in my party, giving head at the dough. All my niggas in my shorties in. Get high in the audience. I carry a Gordy gun. Don't die in the audience.
That's the bullshit.
When we walk up in the club, we on the bullshit. That's the bullshit.
That bullshit.
Fondling your bitch ass off the bullshit.
That's the bullshit.
That's the bullshit. Brick City, Brooklyn, I'm off the bullshit. That's the bullshit. That's the bullshit.
Yo,
I put the pressure on a man without a gun in my hand. His lip and Lenny turn around and then a pump from the pants. One nine in each arm, I get hot as a squeeze from it. Now he's a cheap ornament, died in a street tournament. Peep the clues, not deep with dudes. My Benz don't carry shoes, cause I'm cheap as Jews. Better let off this cannon, bet your fleet would move. After that I tell you and what the beat to do. Fuck the Visine, duck when I lean out the window with a shoddy with me and myself and Irene and my team. Fuck your mainstream, dry your feet. I'm explosive as Simon and Die Hard 3. Now you waving six flags like you at GA. Cause my gun on standby like a flight delay. Spraying water on all those whoever's hot. Take they mic, think they used and embezzle. Yo. Die.
Stop it, gone, get gone, nigga. I'm here. Sipping a beer, fifth with the clip in the rear. That'll lift him off his feet, make him flip in the air. I pull big guns out like I'm hitting a deer. You don't really know when trouble come. When you open your door and somebody in your house chewing
bubble gum with double guns, cocked in each hand. Nigga, you about to be buried in beach sand. I don't care if you broke or not. I don't care if you sell weed, dope, coke or not. Nigga, I still smoke the Glock. Get your face polka dots. Y'all better hope I stop. Mad doom. I kidnap a classroom. Hide them in the left wing of my bathroom. Do you think you can survive? All that we bring ya, bullets coming at you. This as long as your finger. And every morning I linger on the corner just drinking, boring and thinking. How I'm about to score with the ink pen. You better hope we blow on this rapping shit. You don't want us to go under the mattresses. Shorty looking at me funny like I don't get bank. My house is hot, bitch. I swim in my fish tank. Every car got a bar. The whole clique drink. I'm a dirty nigga. Nut sweaty, dick stank. After we fuck, I'm taking you to S&D's. That's a lie, bitch. I am on ecstasy. I won't remember none of this when it exit me. So if you want sex for free, check for me.
This is Uncle Quillen, and this is Uncle Quillen, and I like. Yeah, thank you, Doctor. Yeah, I'm here to let y'all
motherfuckers
know that I'm back.
Bullshit.
Now I know it's been
bullshit,
a long
bullshit, 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 bullshit. Bullshit, 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 bull, 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 shit, 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 bullshit, 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 bullshit.
Our city's down. Is that all I'm ever gonna get from you guys?
But the courage is awakened as the coward's monster cracks split to the bone. But if this man is free, the city burns. The city burns. The city burns. The city burns.
And on these days of remembrance, let us not kneel and pray for the dead, but let us stand actively for the living. Bullshit politicians!
Loaded bidding motherfuckers!
Bullshit politicians!
Blowing doors until the seats of power!
We'll never know! And nothing will ever change if we stay this course of followers and slaves! I can't believe we're still content! We're suffering the same old decks of kings and queens for democracies! Stay behind the back! Bullshit politicians! Bullshit politicians!
Brick by brick! Wall by wall!
Place it!
Don't bullshit me. Bullshit. 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 Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Shit.
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 Shit. Shit.
and makeup wearing pop star. This one goes out to all our fans all over the world. Without you, it would just be us. So I just wanna say thank you. We fucking love you, Modesto. Fuck you! And you're taking it easy before the show, so you won't lose your voice and disappoint your fans' routine. You don't care about the children, you don't even know them. All you know is their money.
Out of acting like you changed with your funky ass. Fake, fake as my last bitch flunky ass. Mind all over the place with your clumsy ass. Niggas still fake, fake, faking like they not. Ferrari switching lane, skate, taking niggas spot. You thinking that she love you? No, she just need a sponsor. Claiming you a boss, but you still living with your mama.
Oh, damn. Oh, oh, damn. I see your bullshit. Yo, bullshit.
Bango.
For real, you still on bullshit. Nigga, mess me with that bullshit.
Bango.
Nigga, mess me with that bullshit.
Why you acting smart when you not?
No, you're not.
Acting like you hot when you not.
My mama.
When you not. When you not, when you not. I can't fake with you no more, I'm just not. All that fast talking shit, it ain't gon' work here. Go back over there for you get hurt here. Shit hit the fan on the clan, I was first, first. Think I'm a problem, on God, it get worse here.
Damn. Oh, oh, damn. I see your bullshit. I see your bullshit. For real, you still on bullshit. Nigga, mess me with that bullshit. Nigga, mess me with that bullshit.
Every time I see you, you beg a nigga for money. Don't even ask how I'm doing, but tell me keep it 100. So I'ma say it and mean it so you can hear this loud and clear. Fuck outta here. See, I'ma smile away, put the pile away, and I can smell bullshit about a mile away. Oh, bullshit ass nigga, let it go. Oh, a bunch of bullshit is what you headed for.
Oh, damn. Oh, oh, damn. I see your bullshit. I see your bullshit.
Bango.
For real, you still on bullshit. Nigga, mess me with that bullshit.
Bango.
Nigga, miss me with that bullshit.
I see your bullshit. I see your bullshit. I see your bullshit. You ain't changed. You ain't changed. Stay the fuck away from me. Stay the fuck away from me. I don't have no time for you, so you should have no time for me.
No, it doesn't help you or anyone, 'cause you're not. No, it doesn't help you to be so wise or so right. No, it doesn't help you or anyone, 'cause you're not. Take a look in the mirror, baby. Take a look at yourself. Can't you sense all the bullshit? Can't you smell? You're just that kind of creature.
Episode 260 coming at you. A new year, but
that's right,
the
folks.
Same old bullshit.
Same old bullshit. Doesn't matter the cow. Best sticker I got so
That's
far
right.
this year was from the weed store. And they were like, hey man, buy this weed. And I was like, okay. And they're like, cool, you bought our weed. Here's a sticker. And I was like, cool. And I got the sticker and it was like 2021. Let's try this again. I was like, okay, I'm keeping this sticker, actually. That's this is a sticker now.
Yeah, you'll hear a news clip about the rich 1%ers getting the vaccine.
Oh, did you hear about that? Like the super rich dude that was in like Alaska or Canada or something, and him and his wife were like billionaires, and they like flew on their private helicopter to some like private small Inuit town in like the middle of fuck off nowhere and took like the first round of doses that were ever available to people. And it totally fucking lied.
Oh yeah, there you go. Exactly.
You know, like it was supposed to only be for like the tribe or some shit. And they're like, oh, great, 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 great grandma.
Oh yeah, exactly. Jesus, man. Corrupt as ever. And yeah, just the whole
mass off,
Texas.
Bro.
Like to give him a shout out. March 15th.
Yeah,
mass
like
off.
Your sister.
And, everything's open and fuck it.
Fucking Texas.
Oh, Jesus.
I feel like
man.
I feel like Texas is gonna be the like they're gonna end up with the fate that everyone thought that California would have. Like everyone thinks California is gonna like break off and fall into the ocean because we always have earthquakes. Like no, like Texas is just gonna sink into the earth because it's just a big giant pile of fucking bullshit.
Because all the fracking and yeah, man, fossil fuels being harvested in the form of oil.
That's where money
anyway,
is more important than
this
fucking
guy had
everything.
A... What was it? Something builders that you were going to talk about?
Oh, yeah, fucking...
The show.
There's
the
a show. It's a BBC show, I believe. You can watch it on YouTube here in the States. It's called Taskmasters. Pretty fucking solid. It's kind of like a Whose Line Is It Anyway mixed with like Jackass almost. And so it's all these like stand-up comedians and they have
Hell
to do
yeah.
these fucking random ass tasks and like the different ways that they go about troubleshooting and solving the task is pretty fucking ridiculously hilarious.
That sounds awesome, and similar to Letterkenny, we'll give it another
shout
out.
Not to be confused with Sleater Gang.
It's so good. one of the best.
I saw a good one the other day. It made me think of you, DJ Matterhorn. It was a picture of this 40-something-year-old aged punk guy, and he had like his favorite punk band's poster beautifully like archival framed on the wall in this like pristine like quasi mansion, and it was like, yeah, I bet you this guy is fucking punk.
I'd like to give a shout out to Facebook Fat Record Group, which is just this like weird hodgepodge of like old people like me versus like I think like 19 to 20 that are like have no clue about anything, and it's just like the banter is so funny, like the comments are so funny, dude. Like, no, there's a couple thousand, but like it's just funny. Ribbed was the greatest, man, and then like it just, you know, they may just mock like the whole thing.
I mean, they're not wrong. Ribbed was their best album.
So pathetic. Right on. Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Maybe,
for sure,
maybe, but
it's
maybe
just,
right.
No
right here,
one
there.
Cares at all. It's such a yeah. And you won't hear. I guess you'll hear some NoFX.
Oh, put oh, some double on, but
not the new album. But we're gonna put out two double shows this weekend.
DJ Matter dropping the double disc.
Double disc. That's right. But we're gonna put out two episodes this weekend. I got
no
3 days off.
No, fuck that.
No, maybe the next episode. I don't know. DJ Gower came up with some decent themes for us. So.
I was talking over you.
He's you ban some D. That's what we do. One of our trademarks over the years, talking over each other because we're just a couple of fucking dudes trying to make it in this shit ass fucking. I'm glad we're not live streaming this. DJ Gower's got a wily look in his eye. He's a his Thursday night. I bet you his Friday.
You should
morning,
be my profile
not
picture,
gonna
bro.
Be that brutal at all? No, it shouldn't. Oh fuck! So we're trying to cope in the world with all the bullshit, and it seems like. Now the stock market's tanking. My Tesla.
Oh no! Says the guy who owned it before it even split. Like, shut the fuck up. No.
Whatever. Dude.
Yeah. So my wait retire- another fucking 10 years. That shit's gonna double again. So don't even trip. Oh no! You lost a whole $100 off of that.
I don't know. More than
off
that,
the share value.
But yeah, it just seems like the elitist politicians helping only their inner circle to fucking prosper.
That's not what you're saying.
Got him elected or whatever.
Influence on the stock market. The United States government.
No, I'm saying all the policies
they don't have fucking shit control over the stock market. In fact, it's the other way. It's the fucking other way around.
They
the
shut
corporations
down
and the stock market have control over the government, right? Their lobbyists and the cronies are all fucking.
No, absolutely. But they
control.
Just shut down.
The reason why I say this is because what we're seeing right now, it's not a stock market correction per se. Like we were talking about the whole person in the market. No. What we're seeing is an aggressive response from high value players, big money people that have been in this game for a long time that do not want the fucking little guy like you and me in there stirring up the fucking pot, mixing shit up, causing things like fucking, you know, GameStop and AMC. They don't want that. They don't want that ruckus from us, right? They want to be able to sit back and quietly in the background make their fucking money like they've been doing and not have anybody notice and think, oh, I don't watch CNBC. I don't give a shit.
Absolutely.
Right? Well, now everyone gives a shit. Now everyone's in the game and they're fucking scared. And so they're trying to stoke the fire to fuck people and scare them off and make them go run away. Well,
I'm still bro, down you 18 like, hundo on AMC.
You gotta be like the army in 300 and hold the fucking line. You know what I'm saying?
I am. I'm holding.
But at the same time,
$4,000.
You also got to be Kenny Rogers, right? You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. You got to know when to walk away, right? So, with that said,
right.
when you're invested in a stock and it splits and multiplies and you're getting all this like huge returns on it, pull from that return and divest it back into something else that might give you the same further down the road. So pull that, you know, if you made 300% from Tesla, pull 50% of that 300%, go flip it over into something else and see if you can do the same thing again. That's the game.
Financial advisor DJ Gower, we need to hang out, motherfucker.
Are you ever going to get better financial advice from a free podcast?
That's right, commercial free. Which, hey, that's I fucking hate the commercials when I listen to other podcasts. Except I want to give a shout out again, Anxious and Angry.
Who is it? Say it again. Say it again.
What? Anxious and Angry. The guys are off with their heads. Have a podcast and like. They're awesome, man. And, yeah, Brothers Grimm, of course. He's still putting out episodes on a...
That is impressive, especially...
basis, which is impressive.
Like, we're being employed.
Yeah, we're
going
to start trying to do two...
It's like, that's pretty impressive. Like, although the... I do have to say the,
yeah, exactly.
The Gower clan has been pressuring me to make our own little Gower family podcast, so... We may see that on the Rhyme and Treason channel just because, you know, no need to fucking pay Podbean more money. We'll just have like that shows on here or something.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's interesting. We should call it something clever, though.
Yeah.
Not what you just said.
Maybe that's what it was.
I'll think of something, man. Yeah. I'll be the producer. I'll be the producer.
Not what I just said.
Not what... Mrs. Gower's in charge.
Instead of wait, don't tell me. It's like, wait, I didn't say that.
Yeah. Wait. All right, we're going to play some more music. Thanks for listening. Coming up next. Some Rise Against. Rock the fuck out.
Man.
This is Rise.
Bullshit. I don't believe you. It's fucking treason.
Borderline T mainstream, but.
Little head, so we step to the skirt. And we are separated only by divisions and the walls that we create. But we are more alike than different when we stop and take a minute face to face. Say we're divided and we are conquered. Yeah, but our enemies have never been each other. No, cause it's a bullshit. It's finally coming into focus. You're lying now, I think you know it. But you're too afraid to face the storm you helped create. Yes, it's a bullshit. Now did you think I wouldn't notice? Scratching your theory of showing like a broken face. Your grip around me dissipates. We paste brush and cans of paint to cover up your walls with something new. Cause we all know.
Bullshit, 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 bullshit. No, no drinks for me, thanks. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
Wealthy Americans are maneuvering to get the COVID vaccine before others. An investigation is already underway in Florida. Robert Frank joins us with a look at how they're cutting the line and what's being done about it. Hey, Robert.
Good morning, Joe. Florida's Department of Health and the Inspector General launching an investigation into a luxury elder care home that gave vaccines to wealthy donors and members of a nearby country club. Now, media reports say the Morth Life Health System, they run a nursing home in West Palm Beach. They vaccinated wealthy board members, their friends, and members of the Palm Beach Country Club instead of all of its elderly residents and staff. Now, at the center of the controversy are Bill and David Mack. They are the New York real estate developers and donors to Morth's who reportedly helped friends get vaccinated. The Macks telling CNBC they were assisted or asked to assist Morth's with its vaccination program and did nothing wrong. Now, the program is run by CVS and Walgreens as part of a national contract. Florida Senator Rick Scott calling for a congressional investigation, calling all of this disgusting and immoral. We also reached out to Walgreens, who told us that they assumed everyone being vaccinated at Morth Life was either staff or a resident, and that they were, quote, misled, and that they're cooperating with investigators. Joe, back to you.
Them block numbers on your phone, that's that bullshit. That's that bullshit. That's that bullshit. I don't even care if she's a friend or not. Who you cool with? Who you cool with? I'm not cool with. Put up in the face, let it get my tone. She ain't gon' do shit. She ain't gon' do shit.
Episode 260 coming at you. We're closing out the show.
Fuck the
New
bullshit.
Year,
it's time to go.
Bullshit.
Damn.
That's right. We're still making a podcast 11 years later. This is the highlight of my night.
I don't know,
my ass off.
I don't know what DJ Matador did, but I'm pretty
12
sure
hours.
The 11th in the last block. Fuck yeah, I just nailed that.
You're goddamn
shit.
Right.
You're welcome,
I'm looking
radio.
At, Yeah, DJ Gower, it should be a radio legend, but he just makes a shitty podcast with me, which I'm thankful for. He's
Bro,
got the
so
fire
weird,
voice.
Like, okay, so a little insight into the world of DJ off, Gower. But I'm on the phone on a regular basis, working with different people all day long. And the number one comment that I get all the time is like, oh my God, you should be on the radio. And aside from telling them that I have a face for radio, which DJ Matador can attest to as a fact, is I don't want to tell them about this podcast. I'm like, bro, I'm a professional. I can't tell you about this fucking podcast. Like, I'm not saying shit.
Yeah, I just want to listen to you in my car while I have to drive to fucking work all the time.
I used to be on
the
radio a long time ago. Didn't make any money, though.
No one gives a fuck. And, radio is such a dying fucking...
Which is so fucking ridiculous, right? Like, you go through the AM dial, there's no, not one station left, pretty much, right? Like, except for like two sports talk stations, right? There's like one, there's like one,
I mean, there's political talk, right?
Red station, one blue station, and then like one 49er station and one Raiders station, right? Or like, or Giants and A's or whatever it is, right? Like, and that's it. Right on the AM dial these days, there's nothing else. But yet in podcast land, every fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry has a 3 hour long fucking blah 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 podcast. They don't play music, they don't do shit, they just fucking yammer on about some shit that no one really gives a fuck about, but their lives are so boring that listening to someone else drone on about some shit is more entertaining. So thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, absolutely. And Obama and Bruce Springsteen,
holy fucking,
have a podcast together.
Wait. Hold on. I got the perfect name
like Martha
for it.
And Snoop,
Born
man.
In the
What's
USA?
Happening?
Question mark.
Where's your birth certificate, you son of a bitch?
Slaying
you never produced
night.
It.
All knocked him down tonight, dude.
Oh, Jesus. And, what you heard in the... Oh, man. That sounded amazing.
That's me way opening better than the anniversary episode where I completely set up an amazing joke and then botched the end of it where I was like, and I was talking about something, but I
just lost my train of thought. Yep. We're hilarious. We're the best. Not really, but...
Rob,
the shit thumped in my pores.
Look at that hair. I got hair.
This guy's got like the most long hair ever right now. What the hell,
bro? I don't even know.
You think it's gonna make you go bald?
Like seriously, it's been 14 months. No, 13 months without a haircut because I got my haircut right before DJ Mrs. Gower's birthday party last year, which was the last time I was in like human society as a normal human. And I haven't cut it yet.
Dude, it is long yet, as
so,
fuck.
It, not only is
God.
It long as fuck, but it's thick as fuck. It's like, dude.
You should like put your
the
hair
light
back.
Here.
Is your hairline receding now? Oh, no. Maybe. Uh-oh. This could be the end for Gower.
Hello, baldness, my old friend.
Why does that happen? This guy's running
my
around his garage area.
Yeah, it was this Middle Eastern dude
That's
named
right.
Raj. It was weird.
I also knew a Raj.
And we say Middle Eastern, but usually Raj is like an Indian name, like Rajwinder. And his name
was
Raj. That makes no
Japanese.
That makes zero sense now. Maybe Taj.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think it was Raj. Oh, I don't fucking know, man. It's all a blur. It's all an alcoholic punk blur. That's right. And I'm going to have to edit out that N-bomb I dropped. I'm not punking
enough. You're savage, bro. You're savage.
I'm not savage at all. I'm a fucking corporate tool that just works his life away. And I'd like to
buy
a new record player.
Like a legit real brand, or did you get like a Cosley?
It was a legit real brand. And if I get a turntable setup, will DJ Gower come visit me? We've got an arcade machine. We've got the Ryman Trees and Studios. And we've got turntables. Come on, man.
I got like
You gotta come to Chico.
I think it's like two more weeks.
I swear
weeks,
you won't
bro.
Catch it. And, I can't guarantee that, actually.
DJ Mrs. Gower gets her second round of the vaccine. Week. So once she's fully vaccinated.
So that means what?
Then the risk is really just on me. I'm going to die anyway.
I don't care if you die. Your family. We won't go to Taps.
I figured like it would be like every other time, like where we go and we talk about going to places like that, and then we sit at your house and just get wasted and make podcasts and barbecue. I mean,
honestly, sounds pretty fucking good, doesn't it?
What a better time in our lives, man, I know, to be on quarantine than like in our 40s, right? Like, oh man, all the malls are shut down and you can't go here.
I feel terrible.
Oh no, I can't leave my house. Well, I'm fucking going anywhere anyway. So at least now I don't have to make up fucking excuses when people call me and go like, hey man, you want to go somewhere? Like, no, dude. We're all on fucking. Well, yeah, like,
no,
yeah,
I feel
like 22 years old right now, I'd be fucking.
Man.
You would have like the thickest calluses on your palms right now, I'm sure.
They're so like, you know, sterilized and
the pussification
of mask wearing. Hey, yeah. Well, I mean, what are you gonna do? I was in Raley's earlier and I gave this death stare to an old woman because she was holding up the line. I don't give a fuck. Because of some coupon dispute, I was ready to, like, just...
What a Karen.
Walk out. No, I wasn't, but... Yeah, I know. It was so just, like, a coup. How about I just pay you, like, $5 to get the fuck out of the line?
God, bro.
And yell at you. And this old guy in front of me was not, he was so disturbed by like my just shit talking, you know. And 6:55 or whatever, like they changed my shift. I now started work from 5:45 to 5:45. It fucking sucks, dude.
That's fucking brutal, man.
With an hour commute. I know. So I've been putting the hours in. Rocking it hard. Yeah, dude, I don't know what to say. Society sucks.
What a bunch of bullshit.
But yeah, I mean, shit. What a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
And I guess we're closing it
That's
out.
Bullshit, man. We
Thanks
should just
for listening
keep
if you do.
Go on forever.
We appreciate
ain't nobody,
it.
Ain't nobody listening anymore.
All right, we can keep going. This guy's in the zone right now with this long hair. His goatee,
end the show. Let's
hair,
make another
backward
one.
Baseball cap. All right, we're gonna put out another one after this. This guy's a fucking savage.
We'll be right back. off the beer tonight. Well, I had a chat the other day with a friend over some beers. He said my family's been chasing these cows now for almost 100 years. But with times the way they are right now, I might sell this goddamn herd. 'Cause there's gotta be something better than these bulls and cows for work. Well, I thought real hard what to say of all the places that I've been. I said I've tried a couple different things, and I'll tell you what I've seen. Well, you don't need bulls to find bullshit. This whole world is full of politics, designed to keep the poor man from that pie. I left this town, I traveled around, and the only thing I've found is that them bulls got the only shit worth a dime. Well, I worked in that big city, and it came as quite a shock that hard work gets you nowhere without rubbing the boss man's back. I've sung some songs on this road I'm on, but I sure ain't made no gold. 'Cause it's no longer about the music, it's all about the show. So you don't need bulls to find bullshit. This whole world is full of politics, designed to keep the poor man from that pie. I left this town, I traveled around, and the only thing I've found is that them bulls got the only shit worth a dime. So if you're thinking there's a better life beyond them cattle pens and chutes, I think you'll find most people are full of what you're used to scraping off your boots, everybody. So you don't need bulls to find bullshit. This whole world's full of politics, designed to keep the poor man from that pie. Left this town, I traveled around, and the only thing I found is that them bulls got the only shit worth a dime. Yeah, them bulls got the only shit worth a dime.
Shit, I don't fucking care. It don't matter to Jesus.
But you're not fooling me, man. You might fool the fox in the league office, but you don't fool Jesus. It's Bush League psycho stuff. Laughable, man.
I would have fucked you in the ass Saturday. I'll fuck you in the ass next Wednesday instead.
Woo! You got a day Wednesday, baby.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.